Okay. Now, who's chairing now and who's voting?
Ambrose is chairing.
Okay. All right. Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
Pass. I'm reviewing the last three parts of the resolution.
Lisa Davis.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
Pass. I'm looking at the language, too.
Excuse me, I didn't understand that.
Kathy,
I'm looking
Kathy.
At the language.
Okay. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Okay. Berthold Reimers. No, Evelyn's not here. Okay. Sandra Rawlein.
I agree with the principle, but I have to vote no.
Wendy Schrill.
I can't do it this way. I'm too busy. I don't know what we're voting on. I abstain.
Okay. Michael Woodson. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Margaret?
Yes.
Prescott?
Hello?
Who is that?
Michael Woodson?
Oh, good.
Do you want to vote?
Well, I have to object to the voting at all. I don't have any idea what occurred at this in any sort of dialogue, you know? So I can't believe that we're voting. I have no idea. So I'm going to object to the vote. I think it's out of order. Thank you. I could
Why?
Be off. That'll be fine. I don't understand what occurred at KPFK and we didn't discuss it.
How can we get to ask him why he voted how he voted?
Because I'm making a point of order. And I don't know
okay.
if I can make one in the middle of a vote, but I don't know what I'm voting on. And
well, I think your point is clear and I think it's correct.
So anyway. Thank you. So I object to the vote because I'm not prepared for it and I don't know what it means. Thank you.
Is that an abstention or a no? I'd like a ruling.
Wendy, that's out of order, please.
Well, let the chair tell me. Is that an abstention or a no? I'm just curious.
I guess we have to interpret it as no.
Okay.
Okay.
Point of order, Ambrose.
Yeah.
I believe that when a member expresses that the entire process has been confusing and he doesn't understand what's being voted on, that I think it's appropriate to ask if the body would grant consent to reopen discussion for a brief period just to clarify so the person understands what the issues are. So I would request that.
If that's what the member wants, I have no problem with that.
This is Margaret.
I second that.
As the maker of the motion or writer of it or whatever, can I explain, was it to Michael who was confused?
Yeah.
And
Maya.
Wendy. Okay.
This is Thomas. I don't know what it's about either, Margaret.
Okay. Here's a very, very quick summary of the background. Apparently, candidates running for the Pacifica for the LSB at KPFK had no idea that they had the option of raising $10,000 to pay to have Pacifica send a mailer out to the entire KPFK listener sponsor list. One slate apparently had that information and took advantage of it, as others who are running not as part of a slate but as independents, etc., are getting wind of it. People are very concerned, as I was concerned. I only learned of this last Saturday. I didn't even know this was possible within Pacifica, that people could purchase mailers in this way. We are just trying to find some measure that would kind of level the playing field. I mean, it wouldn't completely nullify the mailers, because according to California nonprofit law, they apparently are in perfect right to make these mailers, although in the long term, legal counsel and our election supervisor has some ideas about how this could be remedied, using the example of how organized labor and some other people deal with a situation like that. But the immediate thing with these three paragraphs is for there to be a body, including the Pacifica Elections Committee, the Pacifica Elections Supervisor, in consultation with legal counsel and the PACIFA directors from the Signal areas to come up with some proposals that are not counter to any to law or anybody's rights, but to come up with some method of remediation so that people who, first of all, didn't know that they had this right, and even if they knew they had the right, couldn't come up with $10,000 to do a mailer in any case. Which, as you realize, is discriminatory against people who are running as independents, people who are, you know, low income or who don't have a rich backer behind them. And then allowing the Pacifica election supervisor to have the authority to rule on whether or not the remediation measures proposed by a group that I think is very representative, of the parties concerned to make a ruling on whether or not these remediation measures are acceptable. But the thing is, it has to be moved on very quickly. The ballots are out, and people are voting, and people are becoming increasingly upset and outraged by this situation. So all I've been trying to do is to fully resolve the matter. It's a more long-term question, and that's why we divided my motion. Some of it is more long-term, but for the immediate situation, we really need some relief to the degree that it is possible.
So we're talking about
does that answer your question, Michael? Hello? Mike, still there?
Me? Yeah, I'm sorry. We're in the middle of a vote. I don't know what to do with this, but I would definitely like to dialogue this, and I think this is huge, and I think if we pass this, it's inappropriate for me to dialogue at this point. I will vote no.
Harry.
All right.
Can we continue with the voting
continue,
then?
Yes, continue the vote, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Let's see. We were up to Don White.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm voting yes.
Okay.
This is Wendy. As long as we're...
I'm sorry. Let's get the vote done first.
I'd like to change my vote to no. I think I abstained.
Yes. Okay. Chandra Houtman has to vote no because of the confusing language. I'm sorry, Margaret. I support the principle. LaVarne Williams is not here, I believe. Sarv Wendawa is not here. And Lori Taguma is not here. Okay. So we have...
Do we have quorum? I'd like to call for a quorum count.
Chandra.
Yes, Thomas. Oh, I'm sorry, Thomas. Would you like to vote?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And I believe Ray LaForest was wanting to vote also.
That's correct. I'm not sure he's going to have any remedy left, but I vote yes.
Okay. So is there anybody else that would like to vote that hasn't?
And you got my vote?
Lisa Davis, I have yours.
Chandra?
Yes.
I would just like to, I'm concerned that we have quorum. Can you
do the roll call again?
Call for a quorum, please. Yeah.
Does that call the roll? I mean, what do I do, Mr. Chair?
What you do is tell us how many voted yes and how many voted no, and then we'll vote for them out of here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 people voted yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people voted no.
Okay,
8+3, that's
any right. Any abstentions?
No, we had no abstentions on this vote.
Okay.
And you have the chair. Then
we resolved that.
So just announce what it is.
Okay, we have 8 yes votes, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no votes.
So 13 out of 22 is indeed a quorum.
Yeah. Yep.
You have a chair.
Okay.
You have a chair.
What is that?
That's right. You forget the chair, right?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. That do it for us.
Thank
Motion.
You.
Can we move to adjourn?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
There's election publicity promotion and issues related to dissemination of candidate information.
I'm sorry, what is that? Ambrose.
Yeah.
We voted to divide the motion, but we now have to process the first half, the long-term half, to decide how to dispose of that.
You're right.
I move to forward the first half of the motion to the Elections Committee.
This is Margaret.
I second that.
Move and second is forwarded to the Elections Committee.
Margaret, can I speak to this?
Yes, quickly.
Yes, I think that if we forward it to a committee, we need to give it a timeline.
Second. What do you suggest?
I would suggest a timeline of 30 days.
Is that acceptable to the maker?
That's fine.
Okay.
Sure.
Call the roll.
Wait, I thought I was the maker of the divide. All right, never mind. Okay, I will call the roll again. Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chair, is there any objection?
Yeah, are there any objections?
Oh, thank you.
No objections. Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
That's second.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wait a second. We didn't resolve the issue about the contacting Nathan Moore about my proposal. I guess no one's on the call. All right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I submitted a motion.
Where is it?
This is Rob Robinson.
Oh.
I sent it to everybody in the PNB.
Well, it's not on this agenda, and everybody's gotten off the call, Rob.
Okay, Ambrose. David asked me to submit an agenda to him. I did. I included this motion. David made up a bunch of stuff, which I don't. And I don't know what the last two motions had, what the last two agenda items even related to.
Yeah. I'm sorry, your motion wasn't in here at all. Okay,
I sent it to him.
Thank you.
Is anybody still on the call?
Well,
just
a couple
of us.
Yeah.
Four of us.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, I guess then my issue about Iran doesn't go anyplace?
I thought it was a
consensus.
We had consensus.
I thought it was consensus.
It was
a
consensus? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I will go ahead. Thank
you. Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
So, Ambrose. Ambrose?